This is the Q-Talk America Radio Network.
I should get a drink.
We should all get drinks. You should have done that while we were on the two-minute break, Kat. That's what a two-minute break is for. Boys and girls, we're back. This is the beginning of the B Block, hour two. I was just in the living room and noticed that the dumpster fire is still talking. So at this point, I'm assuming he's talked for over an hour. I don't really know. But he just keeps fucking talking. I'm going to figure out later what Rachel Maddow and Brian Williams think about all of it, because MSNBC will educate me thoroughly on whatever the hell needs to happen.
No, I'm good.
We've got wine and coffee, beer, all kinds of stuff.
Wine.
Our friend Tim is drinking some neurological juice that makes you smarter. I don't know how that works. I'm going to take a sip of water. Well, this is supposed to be the headline segment, and this all worked out really, really well. Sometimes it doesn't. Well,
you could have started your story.
I'm going to start it right now. Universal Studios in Orlando has a new character in one of its theme parks with a very particular set of skills. Guy Diamond, a troll from the Trolls animated movie, has a well-defined bare bottom that not only farts at guests, but fires off glitter when it does.
Oh.
Guy Diamond recently joined other trolls named Branch and Poppy in the park, who have been doing meet and greets at the theme park for some time now. Branch and Poppy, for the record, are fully clothed trolls. Inside the Magic reports the troll trio does a dance for the guests. Then after cutting loose, Guy Diamond releases a sparkly shart. It says that in the story. A sparkly shart, just as he does in the film. The theme park's website showed the trolls meeting with guests six times a day at the Kid Zone in Universal Studios, Florida. Naturally, fans on social media had a lot to say about it. You should look up this story and read all of the comments that the people had to say about it. Some were happy, some were not. Some said it was a life's dream fulfilled to see a troll shit glitter.
People need to get better dreams.
Better, yeah. Right.
I'm just gonna,
raise the bar a little bit.
I'm just
going
to say it out loud. People, you need a better dream if your lifelong dream is to watch an adult in a troll costume shit glitter.
It made me laugh for like 10 solid minutes.
It was pretty funny. No. But if that's your lifelong, like, come on, people.
I mean, it wasn't my
lifelong
whole life.
Lifelong dream.
I must have missed
an amusing anecdote, perhaps.
Yeah.
Lifelong dream. I don't know about all.
And watching a lawn gnome do anything is fun.
A gnome.
That's true. You know what? I actually even went and saw the animated DreamWorks film, Gnomes.
And wasn't there Gnomeo and Juliet or
Gnomeo,
something?
Yeah, Gnomeo and Juliet. That's the one. Yeah.
Is this a legitimate story you're doing?
Yeah, that's
rainbows.
What I'm about to read.
Stand by.
Isn't that crazy?
I gotta save it.
Is it my turn? Are we done with yours?
Well, yeah.
I wasn't listening.
You're not even gonna show one picture of the gnome?
I'll show it in a minute, but I wasn't ready. I'm now saving for
You're yelling at us for not coming back and you weren't fucking ready?
I read my story.
We could have filled up our cups in that kitchen peacefully in our own time.
You had a 2.5 minute break.
In our own time. At our leisure.
We're very busy.
Yeah,
things
I'm
are
sure.
happening.
Do these pictures have to be in any sequence, or does it matter?
I don't
it's your
know that
story.
It matters.
No, it's her story.
No, I'm just
I thought
now.
He was talking to himself.
Do I start now?
No, I don't. I don't ask those questions of me.
Well, we all know that pot smokers are creative in their pot smoking, but I feel like this one over the edge.
Okay,
so it seems a bit fishy to me.
Seems a bit fishy. This one with the puns.
Well, Marty's not here.
Good Lord. A fisherman and moderator of a popular Facebook group has used the body of a dead shark as a bong, prompting widespread criticism on social media. Can't imagine. In a shocking video, which appears on a popular group, popular Facebook group, the video shows the man holding the lifeless body of a small shark with a pipe stuck in its head and another pipe protruding from below its fin.
Which would be, I believe, this picture. Right?
Oh, that's a reasonably sized shark. Your story got way more believable.
Yeah. No, baby shark.
Do.
Get it?
And then here's
I'm so glad I don't.
The man then lights the pipe, sucking from it before exhaling, appearing to laugh while the baby shark kids song plays. Sickening footage of a man smoking through the body of a dead baby shark appeared Friday on Facebook.
Where's PETA? Where the fuck is PETA when we need him?
hopefully staying at home minding our own goddamn business.
The group defended the post, explaining that the shark was caught by my mate. They're from Australia, you understand.
Oh, you can talk
to
them.
Oh, my God. Put him on the list. I'll meet him.
As timely. Tale as old as
I'm willing to interview people to have the show cover my costs.
After two nights left in the icebox. Now, this is a two-day-old dead shark.
Oh, my God. That's got to smell like a poorly kept woman.
Well, he kept it in the icebox, he says. Then he came up with the idea. He says there's no possible way it was alive.
Okay.
No way.
When you're brave, everything's shark. A dildo. You know what I mean? So I'm just thinking this is just a parallel story. When you're desperate, anything can be made into a bong.
In related news, man has shark extracted from his rectum.
In related.
I don't know how that came up at work the other day, but I got such looks for saying that out loud.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Clearly the internet is brave, torn on how they feel about it.
It's just funny.
It's funny.
And it makes you look at every single thing on earth a different way.
What? Yeah.
That, yeah.
And
if
people.
You said the things that you say where I work, oh my gosh.
What's we got to work overnight? No one's there. There's no bosses there.
The things that he tells me that he says at work. And then you have to remember where I work. You can see the focus on the family complex from where I work.
All right.
So that's scary enough as it is.
Yeah. You know, I had somebody apologize to me today for being too informal and contacting me through Facebook for a business purpose. And I was like, I don't see the problem. But perhaps all my years in a bar have made me a little too casual.
Right.
You want to have this business meeting over a 10 a.m. beer? Because I'd be delighted
to. I'd be delighted.
There you go.
One of the reasons I have to stay at night, first off, I don't sleep at the right time of day. And second, you can't have this mouth in daytime with like any kind
with
of
like
people
families
there
and things hanging
where they
out.
Dream
no.
up with stuff like Imaginariums.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
You're not allowed to be.
Because I'd have
people.
Something to say about you using the word Imaginarium to my face.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to put it into a Disney song. I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, we can. Challenge accepted. I have changed all of my stories.
Oh, read one.
Based on things that I have read this week, because the other one was about a German sausage factory moving, and did anybody care? Except for the sausage was probably delicious.
Mm.
So, speaking of pot for animals, I saw this bullshit on the news the other day while I was at work. I do actually work when I'm there, but there's just always a TV on, and you know that I can't do anything while a TV's on. I'm just going to watch the TV.
Right.
So if your loved one's in a hospital, you should probably turn off the TV, because that's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
As more states legalize marijuana for medicinal and recreational use, the cannabis industry is booming. Now, some companies are even marketing cannabis products for pets. Find the loophole. Did you find it yet? I did. Pet owner Kelly Alto said she and her fiancé decided to give one of these products to try to help her dog Kogi's severe separation anxiety. How do they know they have separation anxiety? Are you with them now?
Wait, the dog's name is Kogi's, or you mispronounced Corgi's?
Kogi. K-O-G-I. How else would you pronounce that?
Just checking.
Could be a Kogi.
I was just checking.
No, that's the dog's name.
I was trying to understand the story. Oh. I didn't know if we were describing the dog or if we were naming the dog.
Oh, we're so familiar, we just named the dog. We don't even care what breed it is.
Too casual.
We're too casual. The 2.5-year-old pup is very attached to his family and doesn't like it when they leave him alone. It's worse when we both leave together, Alto told CBS News. After researching potential treatment options online, they decided on hemp oil. Oh, they pussied out. A cannabis-based supplement for pets. The product does not contain THC, which gives marijuana its psychoactive effects. So they're doing the CHB. What's it called?
CBD.
CBD. CBD. I said all the same letters. Before using it, we'd be able to hear him like squealing and barking and jumping up and scratching on the door. Now he's just watching Cheech and Chong.
Dave's not here, man.
Since using it, we would be able to get down the hall and not hear him freaking out. Several companies are now marketing pet products that feature CBD. Oh, it came up later. I didn't have to ask. One of the active ingredients found in hemp and cannabis plants that can affect mood, health, and bodily functions. The health claims include relieving pain and anxiety and reducing seizures in epileptic animals. CBD products from hemp, not marijuana, are legal in every state and most can be purchased online. But experts caution the supplements aren't necessarily a good fit for every animal, although there's not enough evidence about how well they really work. I may have been at a party where a dog got stoned. I mention it only in passing. An anecdotal story isn't enough to enough evidence to give it to a lot of animals. But, okay, when you show up at your vet asking for pot for your dog, really?
Well, his legs hurt.
Yeah.
His knee hurts.
He's got PTSD from that time that I got...
none of this, while it seems ridiculous in practice, none of this is shocking to me because I live in North Scottsdale and I work in the gay community. The amount of shit that people do for their dogs, I don't do for children.
Billions of dollars
a year. I have two children in my house that I'm like, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you walk it off.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, and actually... The vets will probably guilt you at some point to not giving your pet CBD because they pretty much guilt you into everything else.
Like, right.
Oh, your dog could be in discomfort or your cat could be in discomfort. So they
get
you the other way. If there's a profit to be made off of it, they'll do it.
Oh, that seems legitimate right there.
My dog gets my Netflix password and starts watching shit. I'm going to know.
Yeah.
Kind of leaning back like this.
Just make him his own account.
I know.
First of all,
I want to know what you're watching.
First thing, you get a dog, we're going to have a problem.
I know. There's going to be a story there.
You're running marathons and getting dogs? What the fuck? I don't even know who you are anymore.
You guys have pets, right?
Wilson Phillips,
I have two cats.
Jacket.
Okay, and what do you have?
A
cat,
two boys.
And two children.
Okay. So the cats, have you ever had their teeth cleaned?
No. Nope. God, no.
Okay. Because they get you. The first thing they get you, the vet that I've been to, you know that your cat has tartar.
Yeah.
And it could be causing pain. You've got these spots right here. And I'm like...
So my poor cat is this close to being a wild animal. I found him as a stray anyway. He's been to the vet exactly twice.
I will tell you that
my
male cat, Marty, has horrible breath. I will tell you that. Chronic halitosis. And insists...
Well, quit letting him smoke.
They lick their asses.
Insists on sleeping
and
at night right on my chest. Like, come on, Marty. But he gets up in like 20, 30 minutes. But I'm like, good Lord, Marty, your breath is horrible. In fact, I knew he was behind me. I was sitting at my desk earlier doing show prep. And all of a sudden, I'm like,
you could smell
Marty? Oh. Sure as shit, he was sitting behind me.
These are not things that make me want to buy a pet.
I didn't ask you to buy a pet.
But first off, I think you're just getting this shit so you can get high and your dog still has separation anxiety. And then, like, fix the fucking problem. Adjust your schedule. If you're both leaving so much, why did you get a pet? You know what I mean? Don't get a pet if you're not going to be around.
This is why.
Don't get a dog.
This is going to parlay right into a story that I got coming up.
Cats are a little easier, yeah.
I was hoping for a transition, being a woman, because the hot flashes are killing me.
Because... just because we can, let's show...
What are we doing?
God, I hope our listeners aren't enjoying that.
I don't know, what the hell is that music? Where's that coming from?
That's when Kat and I slow dance later.
What?
We didn't talk to you about the new segment. We just slow dance for 20 minutes.
I didn't know there was a new segment.
That's awkward, but I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this. I don't need this bullshit. Hang on.
Can we do it like we're in middle school?
Yeah, exactly. Leave enough room between us for Jesus. No, for the Holy Spirit. What is it? The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Whatever.
Room for the Holy Spirit.
So I told you the story I heard earlier about the trolls that fart glitter. So here we go. Yay! Did you catch that or no?
It's just...
Oh, we caught it.
It's in my mouth. <That's> What's not to cheer?
I don't know. I just thought, why do people... I don't know. I don't know why you needed that in a park, but apparently you did. Moving on, rock star Steven Tyler, who is mostly known for being the frontman for the group Aerosmith.
And the fifth Golden Girl.
He's now...
True story.
He's now
all
focusing...
All the same outfits.
Why is that old lady yelling at me?
Love in an elevator. He's now focusing on a new non-musical project, a home for girls who've been neglected or abused. Tyler opened Janie's House just outside of Memphis on Monday. He attended a scarf-cutting dedication for the house.
Jesus Christ.
Which he helped renovate. Janie's House
that's
is located... Janie's House is located at Youth Villages in Bartlett, Tennessee. Youth Villages is an organization that provides support for families with emotional, mental, and behavioral problems. The house is named after Aerosmith's 1989 hit, Janie's Got a Gun, which is about a girl who sought revenge on her abusive father. The Aerosmith frontman contributed about $500,000 to the charity, which helped open the second Janie's home location. Quoting him, "This does my heart and my soul good. This is real," Tyler said at a ceremony on Monday. Janie's House will be a home to 14 girls at a time, a total of about 26 to 30 girls a year, and will provide support and therapy for abuse victims.
Now I feel bad I made fun of him.
So, no, this story really took a turn in my head because I mixed up the songs Janie's Got a Gun and Jamie's Crying.
Crying.
Yeah. I was like, ugh, I don't know if I'd have named it after that
dude
song.
Looks like a lady.
Wow.
Because he does.
I understand that. He's the coolest grandmother you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a gun in the house near? We hope not. But it's America, so probably.
It's Tennessee.
Oh, God, it's Tennessee. There's definitely a gun in the house. Exactly.
There's guns in every room. In fact, it's a gun-themed home.
Janie's got a gun.
With a wagon wheel chandelier and holsters under the dining room
table.
Deer
antlers on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I use antlers in all of my decorating, too.
Goodness gracious. I think I've
Oh, Ginny,
toilet.
Yes. It's a sign of... It's yeah. Marty's old. I'm not brushing his teeth, though.
I thought it was a girl.
Marty's...
I never looked. I never looked.
Marty, my cat?
I don't know what a Marty is. It's kind of like Pat. Hello, I don't know where that's fly. Going.
Moving on.
I don't know.
Androgynous Marty.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you spy folks engaging in intimate activities in your hot tub? Well, you grab your gun and start shooting, of course. That's right. That's what Robert Aikens... 64 years old, of Florida, was accused of, on January 19th, at an undisclosed address in Martin County. A woman told Martin County Sheriff's deputies at 11 p.m. that she, Hankins, and a friend were in a hot tub on the back patio, like you do,
mm-hmm.
in January.
Good time, good place.
She said Hankins went inside to go to sleep while she and the friend, in quotes, stayed in the hot tub. The woman said that she and the friend
became more than friends.
Romantic in the hot tub, and then Hankins saw them. She said Hankins started yelling, went into the home as her friend grabbed his stuff.
A lot of air quotes going on this story.
They're all in the text. That's my favorite part. They're all in the text. She said Hankins came out with a gun and fired shots into the patio screen.
Hankins got a gun.
See?
Oh. Yeah.
Now the hot tub's crying. I lost my place. I scrolled. Hang on. She said Hankins started yelling, went into the home. As her friend grabbed his stuff, she said Hankins came out with a gun and fired shots into the patio screen. She also said Hankins hit her.
With a bullet?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
Of all the things that are too specific in the story, how she got hit doesn't say.
How did he get an injury on his head? Does the story tell?
It doesn't.
Oh, because this
maybe
is,
it does.
Is
I, don't, it, I didn't actually read is, the whole thing. I read the headline.
Mugshot there.
There's his mugshot. Mm-hmm. Well.
Oh, Hertz Donuts. That's their spokesperson.
Hankins told deputies he saw the two amidst a sex act and grew enraged. He said he got his gun to scare them, firing shots toward the south part of the property. He denied striking the woman. The friend told investigators he was being intimate in a... in a hot tub.
They must be exhausted from all these air quotes they had to do.
I know I am. I'm going to have to do stretches later. Being intimate in the hot tub with the woman.
No, I think it's really a hot tub. I think the end air quotes.
Right.
It didn't.
The whole phrase.
Wow.
We're using them as quotation marks, not euphemism.
No, I'm just quoting the text as it's written.
Right.
But yes, it's a little less funny in that sentence. The friend told investigators he was being intimate in the hot tub with the woman when Hankins threatened them. He said he ran from the home and saw Hankins come out with a gun. He heard several pops as he ran. Hankins was arrested on charges of domestic battery and aggravated assault.
What did they get the two that were fucking with?
Nothing.
No public indecency or criminal mischief? Hot towel, m'lady? Fresh towel?
A hanky.
A hanker for a hunk of.
Well, something to clean yourself off with.
We didn't
there.
Finish. No need for the hand towel.
Nope.
It's already a hot tub.
It's never too early for a hand towel joke. All right. Okay, this is my favorite thing all week.
Okay.
Hands fucking down.
All right, go.
Hold on. Let me find
if
it.
If you find it.
I'm not a machine, damn it.
It's really a tight show we've got here.
So, this is... Okay, the original text is real and the rest is just a delight.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
This is a human being that wrote this.
Okay.
I'm ready.
My 3-year-old is not vaccinated and there is currently a measles outbreak in my state. She wrote in a group called Vaccine Education Network Natural Health Anti-Vax Community.
Okay.
So, unvaccinated 3-year-old near a measles outbreak in her state. And the writer asks, any suggestions for precautions I can take to protect her would be very much appreciated.
Huh. How do you protect your child from
measles? How old is the girl?
3.
Don't plan birthday 4.
Yeah. Needless to say, the mom certainly got a response as the post was widely shared, and some of the suggestions were fun, if a little dark at times.
I enjoy this.
Because if people refuse to listen to data and evidence and choose to endanger their children with their stubbornness, what else can you do? Scroll down I'll do that. I don't have to read that out loud. I'll just do it. Walks across room, picks up phone.
Those are the scene instructions. You're supposed to do that.
Richard Mooney writes, she's 3 years old, never been vaccinated for anything. Well, that's middle age. She's lived a good life.
Not wrong.
Annalisa Remick says, I got it. You could expose her to a weakened or inactive strain of the virus so that her immune system is better equipped to recognize and combat the actual virus she'll inevitably come into contact with, which will decrease the likelihood of her getting sick. Oh, wait.
If you don't get it, that's how vaccines work. Yeah.
Charmaine Davis, just between us, the kid's not your favorite, right? Shane J. Ooh. Says, post it on Facebook. In any case, do not take them to a medical doctor. Facebook is the most reliable, all caps, source of medical information, particularly when it comes to vaccine science. Hashtag God bless.
Thoughts and prayers. Wow.
Meg Ackerman says, precautions, don't get too attached to that child.
That's just good advice.
Tony Boblitz, I need to name them all by name because they're geniuses, says, I was vaccinated, but I also ate kale once. I'll let you decide why I've never had the measles.
Clearly kale.
That one hits twice. That gets the vegans where they live, too. Oh. Jeremy Leonard, build a wall around her and make the vaccinated people pay for it. Sending my thoughts and prayers. Ooh. Brian Woodland says, to everyone making fun of the situation, fuck you, all of you, for making me laugh uncontrollably at this. You owe me a replacement soda. Okay, here's where we get to the...
Dark?
What's the Palin girl's name? Bristol Palin? Bristol. Okay, the funniest thing ever. Bristol Palin got pregnant for the second time while doing
abstinence
tours. Right. And somebody wrote in the thing underneath, this girl gives the worst blowjobs. This one goes in that one. This goes in the, this is in the Hall of Fame hairdos. Best part of knocking up anti-vaxxers, only 9 years of child support instead of 18. I'm going to give that one a round of applause. Okay, McKenna Beckman says, I've been reading these comments for an hour. I'm dying. Well, except I'm not dying because I'm vaccinated. Wow. And then the one that got me, Matthew Eifert, whoever you are, we are best friends. Unvaccinated children are like dark humor. They never get old.
Oh, that's the one! I love that one. I read that, just that one quote last... Oh, it was funny shit.
And you know the white woman that posted that is just angry.
Yeah,
at all of those posts.
And she's mad at everybody else.
Yeah. I can't believe these people are so insensitive to my precious.
So now, and here's the part of this that I never thought about.
Oh.
But as soon as I remember the volleyball movie, we'll talk about that too.
Oh.
And so Tracy Lynn says... My son is autistic and vaccinated. What the fuck is so bad about an autistic kid that you'd rather put yours and other people's children at risk? Well, I'll be over here with my autistic son listening to his interesting stories, and you, anti-vaxxer, can listen to your children's eulogies. So, you know what I mean? Like, autistic children, like...
Oh, sure.
Like,
okay.
It
took me a minute.
Yeah, like, that really is the point. And that'll come up in that volleyball movie when I talk about it.
All right.
Is it called The Miracle Season?
Oh, no, I got to find out.
What was it called? The volleyball movie.
Well, that's what I Googled was the volleyball movie.
Scott Holmberg says, Milkbone's dog treats. I give them to our dog, and he's never had the measles. Travis Gang says, Frank's hot sauce. I put that shit on everything. Dominique Nelson, did she try putting the kid in rice? What about turning it off and on?
Wow.
Is the kid plugged in?
Try resetting his router.
David Nolan says, I don't make my weird children wear seatbelts either. It's much better to be thrown clear. Did you try sharing your picture on Facebook with the caption, one like equals one prayer? I mean, these go on, and they're just, well, they're a delight.
What's the internet gone right?
You get yourself some morning coffee, maybe a broken prune or fractured prune or whatever happened to that prune donut.
Mm.
You got yourself a day.
I hope there's not prunes in the donut.
These go on for days and days.
Oh, that is funny shit.
Okay, oh, wait. Felix, timely, goes with a Bird Box reference.
All right.
Hope you just named her girl. Oh, spring. Best part of Australia, it's summer now.
Oh.
I can get out of this bleak fucking weather.
All right.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. It's enjoyable.
Good times, though.
I feel like that should have had theme music. We should have really found a song.
Maybe, you know what, could, you know what, move, what I can't even talk.
Just look at the top three answers on our board. It's really hard to put the cat under to do dental work when they're old. They could die. Idiot parents. Is this a Florida mom story? Top three answers on the board. None of them.
Survey said.
Maybe we should, maybe when you were reading those quotes, we could have used the crime scene footage music.
But I really like the mom that said, like, that thing about, like, I have an autistic child. Like, shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who's been back to it? Oh, my God. All right. Well, speaking of giving out advice, a group of retired friends from Salt Lake City used to meet every Saturday at a friend's deli where they would drink coffee, shoot the breeze, and it was a nice way to spend their retirement until they had all outlived all of their respective material, realizing that they'd already heard all of each other's stories and knew pretty much every interesting thing about each other. And
is
retired,
that going to happen to us?
And we're already there. yeah. So the owner, Tony Caputo, was the owner of the deli. He decided to get a card table and rent a tent at the farmer's market across the street so that the group could move over there and give out free advice to strangers instead of listening to each other. Here, we'd like to start a podcast. It's probably bad advice, but it's free.
Okay, now I want that to be
I know.
How do we do that?
It's the Cat Carlson Memorial Advice Booth.
Is it too late to get a booth at Pride?
Who knows?
No, I think we have time. It's going to
say...
They're
not that damn expensive.
I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but...
Right.
So Caputo wasn't kidding. He and his friends set up the Old Coots Giving Advice tent, complete with an official banner and the slogan, as it says in the picture, it's probably bad advice, but it's free. It was all pretty much a joke at first, a way for the group to liven up their Saturdays, but then becoming something funny happened. People started showing up and asking questions. This guy says, this is my new plan for retirement. Set up a table at Farmer's Market for me and my friends, but replace the coffee with a cooler full of beer.
Hey.
And tell younger people how to handle stuff. I promise my advice will be twice as bad. So here's some of the questions that they get asked. You can't find love? Put out more.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Solid.
Trouble with your boss? Find out his or her computer password and play porno on their work computer. The weird stuff. The stuff that no one wants to explain.
It's a strategy, sure.
So your class is too hard? Fake having ADD so you get put in the remedial course but still be given the same credit as if you were taking the hard one.
Risky, but all right.
Having a bully problem? Here's my switchblade. Bring it back next Saturday.
Stab the motherfucker.
Wow.
You know, that escalated quickly.
How much are booze at Pride?
I'm not sure I'm going to find out right now.
Just sit there and just
I'm not giving out my switchblade.
Oh, God, no.
Well, no.
They won't let you in Pride with one, I don't think.
Just kidding.
But my
God. If you know the back way, you can.
Yes.
I know how security works over there.
I know how all that works. So that was kind of funny. Now, moving on with that, Florida girl.
Uh-huh.
Florida girl.
Welcome to Florida.
So the one about a Florida woman who found out the hard way that 911 does not arrange Uber rides?
No.
Oh. Is it the one about the Florida woman who wanted a beer, so she called 911?
No.
Is it the one about a Florida man?
This isn't Florida woman roulette, Kat.
All right.
Florida woman
bingo. Read your story. I'm going to do my Phoenix Pride research.
A 14-year-old Florida girl is facing grand theft auto charges after she allegedly stole a piece of delivery driver's car early Wednesday morning. Police in Lee County said Josie Bigelow ordered two pizzas and had them sent to a neighbor's house in Lehigh Heights. When the driver went to the door to deliver said pizzas, Bigelow popped out of some nearby bushes, stole his unlocked 2006 Ford Taurus, and drove away.
Well, that's a nice year.
The delivery driver, 49-year-old Christopher Cook, told deputies that he was walking to the front door when he saw a person come out from the woods and get into his car and drive away along a canal. Police said Bigelow first drove to Lehigh Acres Middle School, but when a policeman approached her car, she drove off quickly. Her wild ride was tracked by the police helicopter. You can never outrun the helicopter. She was eventually apprehended about 6 miles away from her house. Bigelow was charged with grand theft auto and was taken to a juvenile assessment center. She was later released. However, in a statement, Bigelow's father, Joseph Bigelow, said his daughter's plan was to meet her boyfriend. Quote, I sent the cop text messages of her and her boyfriend talking about robbing people and all that, he said, adding that his daughter needs a whipping and jail time. Meanwhile, Cook gave the pizzas to the police that showed up and responded to the theft.
Okay, follow-up question. Was there any pizzas in the car when she stole
it? Good question.
No,
good question.
No pizzas in the car. Right, he had the two pizzas.
That's really bad planning. There had to be a way to get the car and the pizza.
She just wanted to get to the
boyfriend. I don't want
to
tell her how to commit crime, but...
But if you were going to do it...
The St. Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
You can't have everything. So it turns out...
One flexible Asian, and I think she could have.
Unless we can hook in with a nonprofit, it's going to be $600 for our booth at Pride.
Wow. Well, come on. You charge, like, charge $5 a piece of advice, we'll make that back in like 30, 40 years.
Or you could start printing your own magazine and give them free ads.
I could do that.
And then you would get a free booth.
Nope.
What I could
do. Let me tell you what we're not going to do. That idea.
Start your own website and give them free ads, and then you get a free booth.
Oh, we have a website. Oh, we could talk about them on here.
There you go.
Pride,
oh,
yeah. 2019, happening somewhere at some time.
Sure.
With people in a parade. That's an advertisement, right?
And when you just gave them a free one, Al, why are they going to pay for it now?
It's a teaser. It's a taste. It.
I do have a funny headline, though, because I've been really busy this week, but I saw one that did make me
laugh. In between meals?
Yes.
Found a yes. story?
All right.
I did.
We would just have to sell like 30 t-shirts while we were sitting there, though. We could do it.
Yeah. I got advice from old people. There's that.
And I thought of this when, not to interrupt.
No.
But sorry, by all means.
Al mentioned Bristol Palin. Does she still live here?
No, she
no,
sold her
sold
house.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah. She had to learn enough dinner for her
pregnant.
Family.
Yeah. this... the house caused pregnancy.
This ties into what's happening tonight.
Oh, okay.
So, Sarah Palin calls Stacey Abrams a literal loser on Twitter. So, Stacey Abrams.
Yes,
know,
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Giving well, the retort so, today to the State of the Union.
Well spoken. I love her. She's a great gal.
The Twitter, response.
Yeah.
The
response.
Twitter was not going to have it. So, yeah.
Read some of those. I'm sure they're funny.
I must have missed when you were sworn in as vice president. Literal loser. mm-hmm. Hey, man, I forget. What are you most famous for again?
A knocked up daughter.
Yeah. My favorite scene in Game Change was at the end when they told you how you weren't going to get to give your own concession speech, and you tried to give one anyway, and John McCain told you to bugger off. Literal loser. So, yeah, I've been busy this week, but that's pretty much the only thing I saw in the news. So, there you go.
I didn't realize it. That is funny.
That was a good one. I like it.
You got to be real careful.
With what?
Well, Sarah, you know what I mean? Like, with the things that people are, like, throwing out there, like, oh, no, you're going to make fun of somebody for losing an election?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Sarah
yeah.
Palin?
Yeah.
That's like, now you're going to say you were bad at an interview.
No, here you go.
Go back to looking at Russia.
Yeah, again, can you see Russia from that glass house?
Oh, that's a good one.
That is good. I think Stacey Abrams actually does read everything, because that was one of the things in the Katie Couric interview. What do you read? Why read everything?
I read everything.
No, you don't. You don't know shit.
Can you read?
Moose Times, whatever, hunting magazine.
Right. All she had to say was Moose Times and Guns and Ammo, and that interview right. moved right on. Moved, I've thought about this many
didn't
times.
Didn't work out for
Guns
her.
Well, and she didn't even finish her governor's tenure, right? Didn't
no, she
like...
she backed, yeah, she dropped out.
She resigned.
She resigned.
Yeah.
Third.
Governing Thar. Damn it. All right. Were you gonna do any Florida? What are you doing? You're filling an application for something, I'm concerned.
Well, I'm trying to get more information for Pride, so I'm filling out the application.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I probably don't have time for that.
Alfie, anyway. do you have your shit together?
I do. I can.
Well,
do a
then let's
things.
Do that.
Who knows?
Entertainment.
Very briefly, we have the DGA winners. We're going to talk about a show on the Netflix. We're going to remember that other show on Netflix, but I can't do it right now. We have a renewal. We have some renewals to announce, but we only care about one. And
is Grey's Anatomy
Disney
coming back?
Disney makes promises about R-rated stuff. Grey's Anatomy will run for the next million years. That woman will be in a walker.
Sort of like SVU.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
And STDs. It's just with you forever. You're
is
never getting rid of
Ramirez
it.
Is Sarah Ramirez coming back?
Sarah Ramirez.
But
all
you
I
can
want.
Get Maybe. Vaccinations for some of those things in related stories. Al's going to come back and talk about entertainment. Stand by.
David, what does burning smell like?
You're listening to Q Talk America.